from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, Miss Lady, and Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Palu Koro Expedition unveils the great earthquake potentials in central Sulawesi. An earthquake rocked Lombok and Sumbawa Islands, and Mount Rinjani was close to hikers. President Joko Widodo calls for national unity. The news in detail. The Skala Association with Indonesian Geologists Association and Aksi Cepat Tanggap, or ACT, conducted an exhibition in the Palu Koro region in central Sulawesi province to reveal the potential of the earthquake and map disaster risk reduction efforts. Indonesia, with 17,500 islands, has three intersecting tectonic plates. The intersection of some of these plates resulted in 295 fault points or active earth fault, which then triggered the earthquake, activate the volcano, and even cause a tsunami. Surely, this is a major threat that lurks various parts of Indonesia. Tri Nurmala Ningrum, expedition team chairman of Palu Koro, recently said in Jakarta, records of major earthquake events that occurred around Palu Koro fault have successfully been found by the expedition team while doing a survey on the tradition of the people living in the region. According to her, the earthquake and tsunami disaster will not give a deadly impact if the people in disaster-prone areas have good knowledge. Actually, earthquake and tsunami are not deadly if the knowledge of the people, our knowledge, is good enough. Meaning, to build under the cesarean section, one should use a kind of specification to be earthquake resistant. Well, what we met in Kulawi is that the people still live in the bamboo houses that are actually earthquake resistant. Secondly, we also just found out yesterday they also have songs, the dance, and one of the messages is to beware of earthquakes because of God's punishment. This means that there is a record of earthquake events and it is already embedded in the community. Further, Tri Nurmala Ningrum said the result of the Palu Koro expedition will be documented and socialized to the community to deal with disaster risk through a series of several publications of books and documentary that will be aired on private television. The Palu Koro expedition team is scheduled to leave on July the 30th, 2018, and 2 days later, they begin to explore Kulawi region and along the fault line in central Sulawesi. The expedition itself involves a number of researchers and experts in the fields of culture, anthropology, sociology, history, geology, earthquake, and disaster management, representing various government institutions, national research institutes, and universities, as well as media. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake rocked Lombok and Sumbawa Islands on Sunday, July the 29th at 6:47 a.m. local time. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency reported that as of 10:20 a.m. local time, the islands had experienced 66 aftershocks. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency Mataram head Agus Rianto said the agency did not detect any potential for tsunami, but the earthquake lasted quite a while in all regions and municipalities in West Nusa Tenggara province, spreading panic among the people. Agus said the earthquake was also felt in neighboring Bali. He went on, the earthquake was a result of the Flores back earth thrust. The agency received a report that the quake had caused a landslide on Mount Rinjani, resulting in the closure of Rinjani's hiking path. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has called on the Indonesian people to maintain national unity and prevent disunity following the regional head elections recently. The president was speaking at Karibosi Square, Makassar on Sunday, July the 29th, that people should keep the national asset by promoting unity, harmony and brotherhood as well as mutual help and avoid mockery related to regional simultaneous election. They must also maintain politeness and religious values, the head of state said before hundreds of thousands of people participating in a fun walk. He said the election held in 171 regions were over. Now it's time to work hard and maintain the national unity as well as to show politeness and friendliness. He hopes people can maintain the national unity and don't mock each other because Indonesia is huge. President Joko Widodo has conducted working visits to South Sulawesi for 8 times so far. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla, accompanied by Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, Zulfikri Hasan, opened the national working meeting of a Muslim organization, Tarbiyah Islamiyah Association, or PERTI, in Bandar Lampung on Saturday, July the 27th. At the opening ceremony, Vice President Kalla expects PERTI to develop education for the progress and prosperity of the nation and state. Vice President Kalla noted in his speech that this nation's progress can run only with education. He explained that Indonesia has abundant natural resources, but it needs science and technology to manage the resources optimally. The Jakarta head office has guaranteed food safety for all athletes who will compete in the Asian Games 2018. Head of the Regional Health Laboratory of the office, Endra Murianto, noted in Jakarta on Saturday, July the 29th, that the laboratory has prepared several food inspection simulations in a bid to ensure food safety for athletes by examining the food of all athletes. A total of 57 officers will be deployed at several lodging locations to check the athletes' food at the athlete housing or other lodging facilities. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism was present at the Indonesian Festival, which was held in Japan, by offering tour package hot deals to attract Japanese citizens to come to Indonesia. Indonesian Festival is an annual event which is more special this time because coincides with the commemoration of 60 years Indonesia-Japan diplomatic relation this year. Tourism Director of Marketing for Asia Pacific, Ministry of Tourism, Ardi Hermawan, told Antara News Agency in Tokyo on Saturday, July the 28th, that the ministry is directly trying to attract tourists to come to Indonesia. Japanese tourists entered into the top 5 for the visit of foreign tourists to Bali. The ministry wants to invite Japanese tourists to stay longer in Indonesia and explore other areas. According to Ardi Hermawan, the characteristics of Japanese tourists' stay in Indonesia is a week with Bali as their main destination. Last item. To welcome the Tanah Lot Festival, 300 core dancers will participate in the Nunas Pasupati ritual at the Pura Pangayangan in Tanah Lot, Tabanan. Tabanan Region Putu Eka Wiryastuti said in a written statement on Saturday, July the 28th, that the Nunas Pasupati is part of the preparation towards the Tanah Lot Festival. The festival itself is said to be held on August the 18th. Wiryastuti said that the rehearsal will be on August the 15th and will involve 1,800 participants. She said it is more of a Nunas Pasupati than a rehearsal. The festival will feature the Ratu Rejang Segara dance, that is a dance of gratitude to the Segara Queen or Queen of the Sea. The dance urges humans to remind each other that life comes from the motherland. The regent further said that the dance is an expression of affection and gratitude towards the motherland for taking care of the living without being asked to. The 300 dancers of the Nunas Pasupati will be tasked to teach thousands of Rejang Sandat Ratu Segara dancers spread across 10 districts in Tabanan, which mostly consists of elementary, junior high, and high school students. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Palu Koro Expedition unveils the great earthquake potentials in central Sulawesi. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake rocked Lombok and Sumbawa Islands on Sunday. President Joko Widodo calls for national unity after the regional elections. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia is the largest archipelago country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with a daily segment, My Indonesia, which today is on three Asian Games mascots for South Korea. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs visited South Korea to have talks on bilateral relations and also to promote the 2018 Asian Games in Jakarta and Palembang. On the official visit, Minister Retno Marsudi met President Moon Jae-in in Seoul on Friday, July the 27th at the Blue House Presidential Palace. In addition to carrying a number of important missions, several issues were also discussed at the meeting. Among others, to convey an official invitation from the President of Indonesia related to the opening of the 2018 Asian Games to be held in Jakarta on August the 18th. In addition to inviting the South Korean president, Indonesia also formally invited the North Korean head of state to attend the opening of the Asian Games in Jakarta. This is due to the fact that South and North Korea are planned to be under one flag in the opening ceremony. In the meeting, Minister Retno gave three mascots of the Asia's prestigious sports event to President Moon Jae-in, namely Atung, Bin Bin, and Kaka. Minister Retno explained the name and meaning of the three mascots to the president of South Korea. Binbin is a bird of paradise or Paradise Apoda, which represents strategy. Binbin wears a vest with asmat motif from Papua. Atung is a Bawayan deer or Hilephus kuhli that represents speed. Atung wears a sarong with a tumpal motif from Jakarta. Kaka is a one-horned rhinoceros that represents strength. Kaka wears traditional clothes with flower patterns typical of Palembang. All three represent the energy contained in the Asian Games, which is the jargon, energy of Asia. Indonesia and many people deeply appreciate the unity of North Korea and South Korea in the 2018 Asian Games. The two countries are two of the 45 participating countries in the 2018 Asian Games. Both will compete in several games as an integrated team under the name Korea or COR. They will also line up together under the banner of unification during the opening and closing ceremonies. It is expected that South and North Korea will continue to unite in the Asian Games event, which began on August the 18th to September the 2nd. That was My Indonesia on three Asian Games mascots for South Korea.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello there, welcome back to Today in History, a regular segment from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll start with July 29, 1941. Gunawan Mohammad was born. Gunawan Mohammad is an Indonesian poet, essayist, scriptwriter, and editor. He is the founder and editor of a noted Indonesian magazine, Tempo. Mohammad is a vocal critic of the Indonesian government, and his magazine is periodically closed due to his criticism. He has received numerous awards for his journalistic works, including CPG International Press Freedom Awards in 1998, the International Editor of the Year Award in 1999, and the Dan David Prize in 2006. Turning to July the 29th, 1957, the International Atomic Energy Agency was established. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, is an independent organization founded on July the 29th, 1957, with the aim of promoting peaceful use of nuclear energy and counteracting its use for military purposes. The IAEA headquarters is located in Vienna, Austria, and consists of 137 countries. On October 7, 2005, the IAEA and its then General Director Mohammed El-Baradei received the Nobel Peace Prize for the service of limiting the spread of nuclear weapons. I'll end with July 29, 2010. Tigers Summit is held in Russia and commemorated as World Tiger Day. World Tiger Day is an annual celebration to raise awareness of tiger conservation efforts. Celebrated every July the 29th, the Tiger Summit was first proposed in St. Petersburg in 2010. The purpose of the celebration is to promote a global system to protect tigers' natural habitat and raise public awareness of tiger conservation issues. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with this week's spotlight, which today is on ASEAN Unites, the Law Will Be Strong. Indonesian Attorney General H.M. Prasetyo believes ASEAN Meeting of Attorneys Generals 2018 in Singapore will create a common commitment and eliminate barriers of differences, especially concerning the diversity of the legal system and the boundaries of the jurisdiction of each member country. All would be a great strength if can be put together and well managed with mutual help complementing, supporting each other, coordination and cooperation. Attorney General Prasetyo was speaking during the ASEAN Meeting of Attorneys General 2018 in Singapore on Wednesday, July the 25th. The meeting was held from July the 24th to 26th and themed strengthening cooperation of law enforcement in combating transnational crimes. Attorney General Prasetyo conveyed Indonesia's point of view in countering terrorism, illicit drug trafficking, corruption, and money laundering. According to him, the era of the fourth generation industrial revolution characterized by the Internet of Things is like a double-edged blade. In addition to its beneficial presence for human life, it is often used to perpetrate transnational crimes. He pointed out terrorism that has metaphorized into cybercrime committed in the virtual world to spread the threat of violence, misdirection through images, photos, and video, which in turn can lead to tumult and distrust of government institutions. To address the latest trends in terrorism crime and radical development, the Indonesian government has amended the Anti-Terrorism Act, which contains a new and more proactive approach to terrorism prevention, handling, and eradication. In addition, data collection, inventory, and blocking of radical sites teaching radicalism, hate speech, and agitation of terrorism. Institutionally, the Attorney General Office seriously and sincerely optimizes the prevention and eradication of terrorism. This is realized through the establishment of the Directorate of Criminal Acts of Terrorism and the Criminal Acts of the State and the filing of the maximum demand against the perpetrators of terrorism crimes. In his presentation, Attorney General Prasetyo also observed the phenomenon of terrorist crime that occurred mainly through border routes between ASEAN countries and conduct transactions through the cyberspace. In addition, he emphasized the importance of repressive action and preventive law enforcement expected to be able to suppress corruption. Attorney General Prasetyo reminds the attorney generals and law enforcements in ASEAN to anticipate transnational crime phenomenon committed by the perpetrators in an organized, measurable, planned, and systematic manner so as not easy to be revealed and reached only by the law of one country. Well, that was this week's Spotlight on ASEAN Unites, the Law Will Be Strong. I'm Anna Trijayakasih. You are still with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now to bring you news in brief. The Skala Association with the Indonesian Geologists Association and Aksi Cepat Tanggap ACT conducted an expedition in the Palu Koro region of Central Sulawesi province to reveal the potential of the earthquake and map disaster risk reduction effort. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake rocked the Lombok and Sumbawa Islands on Sunday, July the 29th at 6:47 a.m. local time. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has called on the Indonesian people to maintain national unity and prevent disunity following the regional head elections recently. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla, accompanied by Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, Zulkifli Hasan, opened the National Working Meeting of a Muslim organization, Tarbiyah Islamiyah Association, in Bandar Lampung on Saturday. The Jakarta Health Office has guaranteed food safety for all athletes who will compete in the Asian Games 2018. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism were at the Indonesian Festival, which was held in Japan, and offer tour package hot deals to attract Japanese citizens to come to Indonesia. To welcome the Tanah Lot Festival, 300 core dancers will participate in the Nunas Pasupati ritual at the Pura Pengayangan in Tanah Lot, Bali, to welcome the Tanah Lot Festival to be held on August the 18th. That was News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a regular segment featuring Indonesian tourism. Today, I will introduce and invite you to visit Curup Gangsa Waterfall Tourist Object in Waikanan Regency, Lampung Province. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voinews.id. Gangsa Waterfall is located in Tanjung Raya, Waikanan Regency, Lampung Province. It is about 10 kilometers from Kasui District, which can be called a transit before entering Curup Gangsa Tourist Area, where you can get all you need, including various foods and beverages. To go to Curup Gangsa Waterfall, you can use cars and also motorcycles. Once you get to Curup Gangsa Waterfall, you will see a magnificent scenery. On the slopes of the mountains, there is the waterfall in blend with the green of the forest. To enjoy the river flow and the swift Curup Gangsa Waterfall, you have to go down the stairs, which amounted to about 67 steps. The height of this waterfall or Curup Gangsa reaches approximately 50 meters, with the width of the waterline about 20 meters. On the other side, there is also a small waterfall that is separate but still in one area. If you see this waterfall from the river, you will see a truly amazing sight. The way width of Gangsa River is approximately 20 meters. Lots of large stones scattered along the river. The view of the waterfall as a whole is clearly visible from this river. Location in the hilly area is perfect for adventure tourism, fishing, swimming, or other water activities. Said the name Gangsa derived from the local community legend, which means the sound of the clinking waterfall, which is like the sound of traditional Gangsa flute. Gangsa flute itself is a bamboo flute commonly played by people in the area in the past. Because of the sound of this waterfall is as beautiful as the flute, then Gangsa was used as its name. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today, introducing Curup Gangsa Waterfall. Until tomorrow with the same segment, this is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment presenting various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, environment and technology, even lifestyle. This edition explores the topic of the commemoration of the Indonesian Air Force Dedication Day, or in Bahasa Indonesia, Hari Bakti TNI AU. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on frequency 9525 kHz or at www.voinews.id. July 29th is an important and historic day for Indonesian people, especially the Indonesian Air Force. On July the 29th, 1947, the Air Force of the Republic of Indonesia successfully conducted air strikes against the Dutch military position in Semarang, Ambarawa, and Salatiga. This air attack is the first air attack by the Air Force of the Republic of Indonesia conducted by the three Air Force pilot cadets, namely Mulyono Suharnoko Harbani and Sutarjo Sigit, using two Cureng aircraft and one Guntei. Another incident that occurred on that date was the shooting of the Dakota VTCLA aircraft that resulted in the fall of Air Commodore Young Professor Dr. Abdurrahman Saleh, E. Adi Sucipto, and Adi Sumarmo Wiryokusumo. To remember the fall of the Air Force leaders and pioneers, since 1955, July the 29th had been commemorated as the Day of Mourning of the Air Force of the Republic of Indonesia. Starting on July the 29th, 1962, however, it was changed to Hari Bakti TNI AU or the Air Force Dedication Day. The names of the three heroes are immortalized as airport names: Abdurrahman Saleh Airport in Malang, Adi Sucipto Airport in Yogyakarta, and Adi Sumarmo Airport in Solo. Thus, a glimpse of the history of why July the 29th is celebrated as Hari Bakti TNI AU or Indonesian Air Force Dedication Day. Like in previous years, the day is commemorated with various activities. The Air Force Operational Command at Maimun Saleh Airfield in Sabang, Aceh, for example, commemorated it by holding a blood donation. Held on Monday, July the 23rd, Airfield Commander Roni Indrajaya said the celebration of their 71st day of the Air Force Dedication Day 2018 is a form of the Air Force social concern with the community. The blood donation that took place in Sabang City was followed by hundreds of donors consisting of the Air Force members and other elements of society in the city of Sabang. It was based on the spirit of fighting heroism and sacrifice on July the 29th, 1947. The Air Force with the people are ready to maintain the sovereignty and integrity of the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia. On the same occasion, the person in charge of the blood donation activities, Letda Lieutenant Dr. Encep Ivan Setiawan, said this activity is deliberately implemented in Sabang playground field. The donor proceeds will be handed over to meet the blood stock at the existing hospital in Sabang City, and if there is a lot of stock, will be handed over to the hospital in Banda Aceh. Meanwhile, Domper Radar 223 Unit and Airfield in Balikpapan, East Kalimantan, commemorated the 71st anniversary of Air Force Dedication Day by conducting Gotong Royong or Working Together to clean the road and the clogged water channel in Balikpapan City. Central Balikpapan Sub-District Head Budi Mulyatno gives appreciation to the social activities, which is beneficial to society. In addition to strengthening the relationship between the Air Force and the people, the social works made the environment free from flooding. Well, that was Miss Eleni over Voice of Indonesia on commemoration of the Indonesian Air Force Dedication Day.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018,
presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Siddhartha Bhattacharji in India. He was listening to our broadcast in German language through the frequencies of 3325 kHz at 1800 hours to 1830 hours UTC on July 4, 2018 with CO444. Hello Mr. Siddhartha Bhattacharji, thanks for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We forwarded your email to the German section. Please be patient to wait for the reply of your email from the German section. But we are trying to answer your one question. 3325 kHz is our temporary frequency, while our old 9525 kHz is being repaired. This frequency is transmitted from RRI Palangkaraya in Central Kalimantan. So, we hope you are satisfied with our answer. Well, Mr. Siddhartha, please keep listening to our broadcast and keep sending your report. And special for you, here's a song.
Seandainya dapat ku melukiskan isi hatiku untukmu. Seandainya kau pun harus tahu lelah hatiku bila kau jauh. Namun memiliki, walau kau dengannya, namun ku yakin hatimu untukku. Percayalah kasih, cinta tak harus memiliki, walau kau coba lupakan aku, tapi ku kan selalu ada untukmu. Namun ku pendam rasa
Listener, now we will reply an email from Iwao Nagatani in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in Japanese program through the frequencies 3325 kHz on June 16, 2018 at 1900 hours up to until 1935 hours UTC. In his email, Mr. Iwao Nagatani told that it is great pleasure that he has heard our radio station. Yes, you're right, we are temporarily using the 3325 kHz because our 9525 is under repair. But we are really glad because you can listen our radio clearly. It can be seen from your detailed reception report. Mr. Iwao Nagatani, your reception report has been forwarded to the Japanese section. Please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you very much, and so please keep listening to our broadcast and keep sending your report. Okay, listener, let's listen to another song.
Yeah.
You're still listening to Listener's Mailbag, broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply an email from Deba Kamal Hazarika in India. He was listening to our broadcast in English on July 10, 2018 at 13:36 hours UTC. Hello, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika. Thank you very much for your reception report and compliment on our broadcast. As we keep on saying, our broadcast now can be monitored to the 3325 kHz. Well, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika, hopefully our information can be useful for you. So please keep listening, and for you, we will play a very beautiful song.
Sana.
Listener, before we end today's listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from the lovely Dieter Lupold in Germany. In his email, he told us that he tried to listen our broadcast in German program through the 3.3 to 5 GHz. However, the transmission was not receivable. Hello, Mr. Dieter Lupold. If you listen to us, thank you very much for your attention on our broadcast. We would like to deeply apologize for your inconvenience. We will deliver your complaint to our technical division as usual, and hopefully we will be back again with the 9525 GHz. And listener, wherever you are, we inform you that we have a new program on RRINet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2100 hours to 2200 hours West Indonesian Standard Time, or 1400 hours up to until 1500 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen, but also watch our program just like watching TV. And if you want to access it, please download our application RRI Play, available for Android users. After download it, open the RRI Play, and then you choose RRI Net. And then you can choose the quality of the video, and maybe we will recommend 240 or 360 pixels. Before we sign out, listeners, let's say hello to Ahli Benchorha, Ram Kumar Niraj, Rakesh Rao, and Hamza Bilakal. They are, and many others, are regular listeners who always listen to our radio. Well, listener, actually, we still have so many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign out. Thank you very much for listening to The Voice of Indonesia, and do not forget to visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your subscription reports on our broadcast. If you want to send letter, please write to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Beda Merdeka Barat 4N5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4N5 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send it to our email, voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, and follow our Twitter at @voiindonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, as usual, we will play another song from Indonesia. I'm Steve signing out. Thank you very much for listening, and see you next time.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4N5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.